At a rally in Philadelphia, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. officially declared his presidential candidacy as an independent. He answered two major questions with his speech. First, he will run as an independent candidate and not the nominee of a minor party. Second, he is not running to be a spoiler in a race between President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump, but will campaign to win. As expected, 2022 Arizona Republican gubernatorial nominee and former news anchor Carrie Lake announced her U.S. Senate candidacy during the week. She enters what will probably be a three-way race with independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema and Democratic Congressman Ruben Gallego, the apparent consensus Democratic candidate. This Senate race will attract a great deal of national attention as the election cycle moves forward. California Republicans now have a potential top-tier U.S. Senate candidate, as former Los Angeles Dodgers and San Diego Padres baseball star Steve Garvey announced that he will run. While no Republican has a viable chance of winning the general election, uniting the smaller GOP base in the March 5th jungle primary could be enough to secure Mr. Garvey a runoff position. Democrats have three strong candidates: U.S. Representatives Adam Schiff, Katie Porter, and Barbara Lee. Appointed Senator LaFonza Butler may also run. Splitting the vote so many ways could help Garvey clinch a runoff position against one of the strong Democrats. His addition to the race makes the March 5th Super Tuesday all-party jungle primary even more interesting. The House Speaker drama continued in Washington. The Republican conference nominated Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana in a close 113-99 vote over Ohio Representative Jim Jordan. To be elected Speaker, one must receive 217 votes from the 433-member House. Currently, there are two vacancies. Obviously, we are a long way from seeing a new House Speaker wield the gavel. We saw major redistricting action during the week. The Alabama Special Master produced a new congressional map that will pair two Republican representatives into one Southern Alabama district and create a new African American seat in the Montgomery area. The move will cost the Republicans one seat. A New Mexico judge turned down the Republicans' challenge to the Land of Enchantment congressional map. Though Republicans are appealing to the New Mexico Supreme Court, it is unlikely this map will change. The U.S. Supreme Court heard the Republicans' appeal of the lower court ruling that stated South Carolina's Charleston anchored seat is a racial gerrymander. The High Court will issue a ruling at a later date. The Wisconsin State Supreme Court said they will hear the Democrats' challenge to the state's congressional map. This will likely soon result in a major decision. The North Carolina legislature is expected to release their new congressional map next week. This concludes our Politics and Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.